Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We are fantastic. Congratulations. I know after your career, maybe that sounds funny to congratulate you just on making the playoffs, but it feels appropriate this week.
Trust me, I am thrilled, and I will gladly accept your congratulations. So thank you.
Perfect. And you said, you indicated after it became a reality that yesterday was going to be an example of one of your favorite days of the year when you got to just dive into getting ready for a playoff series. So why do you feel that way, and how did it go?
Well, because for 82 games, you basically are an AAU coach. I mean, you're just showing up to the gym and playing games, and obviously I'm exaggerating a little bit, but we just hardly ever have time to actually prepare for an opponent. We play every other day for 5 months, and the players are exhausted from the travel, and you get to the playoffs, it's an entirely different operation, entirely different exercise. You get to put in a lot of practice time, film sessions, game planning. It's just it's so much fun, and it kind of makes the whole regular season worthwhile, and you finally get to really delve into your opponent and put together a game plan.
Deep dive on one team as opposed to, you know, worrying about 3 and 4 nights. So what has today been like, and what's the plan for tomorrow and Saturday and then the lead up to game one on Sunday?
Yeah, so we, the staff met yesterday and then all day today. We just finished a walkthrough and a film session with our players where we presented the game plan, the matchups, everything we're trying to accomplish in this series, you know, against Houston. And the guys were really attentive and excited. And we walked through a few things on the court, but I felt it was really important to give them 2 full days off from any real practice time. And So we didn't practice. Well, our first real practice will be tomorrow. Some of the guys got on the court today and got shots up and, you know, got a workout in. But this has been just a fantastic 2 days, you know, for the staff to prepare and for the players to finally get their feet on the ground. It just feels like the last 3 weeks have been insane, even by NBA standards. I don't think we've been able to rest for about 3 weeks and be in the same city for one time. And so I think our guys are really going to feel rejuvenated.
See, Steve, I find that fascinating because now that it's a reality, now that you don't have to play tomorrow night, I wonder if you can speak a little bit more freely about this, because I certainly felt like if you didn't win Tuesday, a scenario was being set up that was going to be kind of preventative for you guys because of what you just talked about. Like, can you speak now on, like, how vital was this rest?
Yeah, that game was huge, you know, to beat Memphis and to get this 4 days, I think gives us such a better opportunity to win and advance in the playoffs and make a run. I just feel like, you know, had we lost that game, we were playing tomorrow, you know, maybe won the game and then flown to Oklahoma City. I mean, I was half joking, you know, the other day. I said to my staff, I'm just going to rest our entire starting five for game one. I'm sure I'll get fined by the league, but we are not doing this. I'll just rest and we'll try to beat them 4 out of 6 with 4 days rest or 3 days rest. So it was a daunting, daunting schedule. And that's what made that Memphis game so enormous.
And it kind of came on the back of the Clipper game where you talked about how great you played. And I agree, that was just a high-level NBA game, and you were able to back it up against Memphis. What did you like that you saw against Grizzlies where you had to come back 2 days later in a gut-check spot against a team that was equally hungry?
Well, I just loved how locked in we were with the ball. I think we had 10 or 11 turnovers for the game. You know, it wasn't our best game, but we were dialed in game plan wise. We missed a lot of shots, which is going to happen. But you know, one of the things we preach all season long is you can still win games when you don't make shots if you take care of the details. And I thought for the most part we took care of the details. I thought Memphis played at a really high level, particularly after, you know, we got up 20. They made a great run, and we were able to gut it out, and that's you know, that's kind of what the playoffs are all about.
Steve Kerr with us, Willard and Dibbs. Steve, we know the rules. When you're about to play an opponent, a coach only says wonderful things about the opponent and how dangerous they are and all those things. And it's not that that's not true, but I do wonder your perspective on what kind of a weapon your team's brains are in this series with so much experience versus a team that's so young.
Yeah, I mean, I feel that way regardless of our opponent. I just think the brain power, the experience, the corporate knowledge, whatever you want to call it, of Steph, Dre, Loon, Jimmy obviously has been, you know, deep in the playoffs, 2 finals trips, carrying his team, his Miami teams there. I feel like we have everything we need to go and win this first round series. We have the talent, we have the experience, but we know how good Houston is. They just came to our place last week and beat us, and so we've got a lot of respect for them, and we know we're gonna have to play well to win.
Speaking of playoff Jimmy, is this kind of what you expected, and are you guys looking to employ a quote unquote more aggressive Jimmy Butler as you move into the postseason?
We don't employ playoff Jimmy. Playoff Jimmy shows up on his own. And, you know, he reminds me so much of Andre Iguodala from a personality standpoint. He almost doesn't even really want to score. You know, like Andre always loved the nuances of the game. He loved getting other people open. He loved manipulating the defense. I feel the same way about Jimmy. Like he really loves the game and he loves the chess match. But he really, you know, he's much better scorer than Andre, obviously much more capable of getting to the line and taking over a game in that regard. But there's a similar mentality in terms of, I'm just going to do whatever it takes to win tonight, and I'd rather pass the ball to my teammates than shoot. And, so it's really a beautiful mentality, one that, his teammates love, because, you know, they love getting his passes for jump shots, and they also love seeing him take over and get to the line 5 straight times down the stretch.
How important is that latter part going up against Houston? And we saw him in the last matchup. They harassed Steph. They held him. They hugged him. They caressed him. How important is it to have Jimmy Butler be playoff Jimmy and be aggressive getting to the basket, if Houston's going to guard Steph the same way?
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge dynamic for us that's really brand new. I mean, even when we had Kevin Durant, you know, Kevin wasn't a guy who got to the foul line a ton. You know, he was obviously a guy who scored a ton, but it was more, you know, just his incredible, you know, jump shooting and ability to free himself up. But it's a similar dynamic that we had with Kevin in terms of, you know, having two guys who can really take over a game when the defense is at its best. And I think, you know, my experience is, you know, over the years, it's kind of what every championship aspiring team needs. You can't rely on one guy. You can't rely on, you know, offensive execution to get you open with 2 minutes left in game seven of a series. You got to rely on a person. You got to rely on a star. And that's what Jimmy gives us. I thought the other night was a great example of that. He carried us the first three quarters and Steph carried us the fourth.
Steve Kerr with us every week on Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. And now as we get ready for game one on Sunday between the Rockets and the Warriors as the playoffs begin. Steve, just as an observer and a fan of the Warriors, I will always have some feelings come up when Dylan Brooks and the playoffs happen. What are your feelings?
I've let that stuff go. I mean, you know, in the heat of the moment, you know, a few years ago, when he clotheslined Gary, you know, he was not my favorite guy. You know, that was a cheap shot. You know, I think I said he broke the code. I still feel that way, but I have a lot of respect for Brooks. He's a hell of a player. He's really shooting the ball well. He's at 39% this year. He's their best 3-point shooter. He's put together a really good career. He's a fierce competitor. So I have a lot of respect for him, and you know, it's going to be fun to compete against him.
And he's just one member of a Rocket team that, by my eyes, pretty physical. They're a good defensive team. They're athletic, and they're the top rebounding team in the association. How do you get your team to match their physicality and be able to, you know, keep it not only between the lines, but be able to still play your game while matching them in a physical standpoint?
Yeah, I mean, that's a big part of the challenge is, you know, not only, you know, making sure we are putting every effort into getting every loose ball, every long rebound, you know, hitting bodies, boxing out, but also maintaining our poise and our composure when the game gets physical and when things aren't going our way. And that's, again, that's a big part of playoff basketball every year, but particularly against the more physical teams.
Coach, I know you're fully aware of this. It's an interesting dynamic that has kind of developed. You guys have achieved this, and people are very, very excited about Warrior basketball. At the same time, it has become a very large story and something that our listeners just keep on wanting to know about and keep talking about, and that is the Jonathan Kuminga situation. So what is your perspective? How do you kind of take this playoff run has happened, yet the Jonathan Kuminga story continues to be kind of bandied about by the fans?
This is all part of the job. I mean, I got no problem with it. Mostly I feel for JK because I like him and he's been here 4 years and he's a talented guy. And, you know, sometimes things go in a different direction. And what happened here is, you know, it's pretty obvious. I've talked about it, but Jimmy Butler came in. And when JK was out, we traded for Jimmy and they play the same position and our whole team changed. We became an ISO team with Jimmy, you know, the movement of Steph, ISO with Jimmy. And Jimmy's one of the best players in the league. So it's not as simple as just saying, oh, okay, we'll just, you know, We'll play them together. The basketball doesn't work that way. The puzzle has to fit. We found, you know, a really good formula when JK was injured and we got Jimmy. I think we went 18-2 or something right away. And so we found lineup combinations that have clicked and we're winning and we have to stick with that. And it's brutal for JK. It really is. He's a young player who wants to play and he's absolutely talented enough to play. And he still may be a part of the equation in this series and you know, the next series after that and after that. So we just have to keep plugging away and keep moving forward, and he's doing a good job of that, but I definitely feel for him.
I got to think that this brings out other aspects of you as a coach, right? There, as you said, you get to do X's and O's now, but how do you kind of on the side handle a young player that is going through a frustrating situation?
Well, I think I try to communicate with all my guys constantly, you know, just checking in with different guys and at different times. And then you have to be careful not to overdo it too, you know, and sometimes you have to give a guy space but we have a great staff. JK has a lot of support, you know, in the locker room. All his teammates like him and coaches like him. And so you just, you know, you just support him and remind him to stay ready, because things can change, you know, in a heartbeat.
And how has he been handling this? Because it's like Mark was saying, it's difficult for a 22-year-old, and you know, from the outside we can't really see, and you try to read body language, but I just wonder how JK is reacting and handling it when he finds out that he's probably not going to be in the rotation.
He's handling it well. He's you know, he's coming in. He came in yesterday and scrimmaged, you know, with the low minute guys who scrimmage routinely. You know, so he's staying ready. He's keeping a positive attitude. And, like I said, I'd be surprised if he didn't find his way, you know, back out there. Just from what I know of, you know, my experience with the playoffs, how things work. But again, you know, I have to read what we need. I have to read, you know, who's playing well together. And to be very frank, the Jimmy, JK combination, has not been great. And that's the tricky part here. And, you know, I'm playing Jimmy 40 minutes a night because Jimmy is, he's one of the very best players in the league. And there's a reason we're here and we're in the seventh seed and we're, you know, we won whatever it was, 24 of our last 30 games. And, the reason is Jimmy. And so it's my job as a coach to keep the team on a path that I think gives us the best chance to win. And for now, that's what I've been, you know, that's why I've been leaning into the lineup so that I have.
Yeah, Steve, I think the clarity of that is going to be really helpful to people. There is the comment out there that from matchup to matchup, like youth and athleticism and length is like something people want to talk about a lot with Houston. And that kind of describes Jonathan. So does this matchup lean maybe a little bit more in his direction?
He's played very well against Houston, for sure. And so that's a positive sign. He is not, you know, it's not been a great combination with Jimmy and Draymond. You know, part of the reason that it's tough to play Jimmy and Draymond is that you need a center with them. Now, maybe the combo is Quentin Post with Jimmy and JK. And so that's a combo that may work, that we may lean into, but obviously, Draymond Green is Draymond Green. He's going to play big minutes as well. And, but, you know, when you play against length and athleticism, like Houston has, you need spacing. You desperately need to space the floor. Otherwise, you got, you know, five monster athletes sitting in the paint, and it doesn't matter. There's no driving lanes for JK or Jimmy if there's no spacing. And so these are all the nuances that go into this. And, you know, it's just, it's tough. It's not fantasy basketball. It's not as simple as saying, you know, hey, this guy averages so many points, you just put him out there. The combinations have to fit. The flow has to be right. And these are the things that we have to decipher as a staff.
You mentioned Quentin Post, and he's a rookie, but he's 25. And I can't help but watch him. And Mark and I were joking earlier about the flexing and the gesturing and the facial expressions. Can you remember a rookie who has played with as much just joyful moxie and scowl as Quentin Post when he hits a three?
Yeah, Quentin's been awesome. You know, 25-year-old rookie. He's kind of old school in that regard. You know, a rookie like 20 years ago, somebody who actually is, you know, ready for the NBA in year one because of, you know, 5 years of college. And he's fearless. You can see how much confidence he has in his shot. He's been the pick and pop big that we've needed for years. And you can see, you know, again, and this probably relates to JK as well. We play Jimmy and Draymond with the second group without Steph, and we have a shooter out there, the whole world opens up for Jimmy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean. Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
And so that's how he's getting to the rim, and that's how he's getting, you know, getting fouled. And that, so this is what Quentin Post has added to our team, and he's been a godsend.
Steve Kerr with us here on Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. Coach, have you reflected at all for a moment that you, Steph, and Draymond are playing the Rockets again in the playoffs, yet they are a completely new generation of the team, and yet here you three still sit?
I really haven't reflected on those Houston series because, you know, literally every player on the opponent is different. The longevity is something I'm very proud of. The fact that Steph and Dre and Loon and I are all still here, and my staff, so many of my staff members. I think we first met Houston in the 2015 playoffs, if I'm not mistaken, and we've had I think four series since, or you know, three since, four total. That's a pretty incredible stat, you know, in the modern NBA for all of us to still be at it. So I'm very proud of them.
It's funny because you made reference earlier to an AAU team, and all of this Rockets team, they were AAU players when you took on the Rockets back. And they might not have even been old enough to be AAU players. And I just wonder about, Mark asked you earlier about the experience and, you know, the intelligence that your team has. How much is it going to be a challenge to offset the youth, especially as a series maybe gets longer? Does that give a younger team a certain advantage when they're able to play their way into experience and play deeper into a series?
I don't know. I mean, what I like about the playoffs where we are right now is that you have built-in rest. Unlike the regular season, you have days in between games. Even if it's just one day in between, generally you're staying in that city. There's very few playoff games where you feel like the schedule, you know, is a problem. And in the regular season, you face that all the time. And that's where I think the youth and energy of a team like Houston actually is an advantage. I think in the playoffs, I just don't feel like there's an advantage.
All right, Coach. Well, congrats again. And also, Jimmy Butler, I know, said when he's got a nice little break like this, he leans into Domino's and coffee. What do you lean into when you get this little break?
Oh, man. Just being at home with my dog, my wife, cooking dinner, you know, watching a show. These nights off at home in the NBA are golden. I mean, you really do have to just rejuvenate, fill up the cup. And so nothing special for me, just being at home.
Did you do seafood stir fry again?
You know, my daughter cooked for us last night, which was awesome. We went to her house. She lives about a mile from us. And so family time is the key. So she's a great cook. We had a really nice dinner.
Did you get through White Lotus yet, Steve? And if so, what are you on to now?
Yeah, I watched it, finished it up. Totally entertaining. Love that show. And what am I on now? I don't know. We watched a movie the other night, The Brutalist. Yeah, I don't know if you've seen it, but it was like long. It was a long, long movie. It was two nights. We took two nights to watch.
It wasn't about your playing experience before Tuesday, was it?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right.
So what's our next show? What should we be watching? What are you guys watching?
Oh, I mean, I'd have to ask the wife. She watches a lot of that, the trash TV. I'm watching you guys, and she's watching The Real Housewives of Fill in the Blank, so...
Yeah,
it's probably
on the off nights,
watch.
I guess you're watching other games too, like I am.
No doubt, for sure. And Bill Burr has a new comedy special on Hulu that I highly recommend, Steve.
All right, I'll check that out.
Yeah,
Thank you.
It out for guys our age. Right. It's not so bad. Hey, Coach. Thanks. Here we go. Playoff basketball. We're excited. Congrats again.
All right. Thanks, guys. Take care.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.